Good morning. My name is Adam Means, and I'm a deacon at this church, and I am currently serving as treasurer, and this role was filled for many years by Bonnie Marshall, who did a great job, and she is currently training me, and will hopefully continue to do that for several years. So we're going to talk about where we are financially today. I think everybody in the church deserves to know where we are, where their offerings go. So if you look at the numbers, our current contributions there, $464,000, and we have spent $480,000. And on top of that, we've been given $60,000 for the Faith to Sight contributions, and Nate Hinkle is going to talk a little bit about that next week. So what that means is that number in red is that we've spent a little more than we've taken in, but don't want you to think that we've been bad stewards, because we were supposed to spend close to $520,000, and we've actually spent almost $40,000 less than we projected this year. So we've been trying to be good stewards with the money. If you go to the next slide, we currently have about 300 people attending on a Sunday. That's an average, and 200 members, and hopefully growing as you saw today. And we have about 128 giving households. We have a lot of generous people in our church, as you can tell by the amount of offerings that have come in. I want you to know that all the giving information is private. I personally do not know who is giving, who is not giving, how much you give, how much you don't give. Rob does not know. The elders do not know. We work very hard to make this private, so you can feel safe in that. You go on the next slide. So where does all this money go? What do we do with it? So I put together a nice little easy chart, as you can see. That's where all the money goes. But to simplify it a little bit, we've broken it down to smaller categories here. You can see the biggest category is personnel, and then facilities. And then the 16% there is where we want to focus on, is that's where programming, education, and mission. That's where we would hope that most of the money would go. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. On the next slide, what is that programming, education, and mission? It's the women's ministry, the men's ministry. It's all our ministries, all our education, all our teaching, including children's and youth, and the local ministries, which include all these things listed here, and they're on the website, including the RUF, the campus ministries, and the Christian Study Center as well. So there's a lot that we contribute to and support financially. Including missions, as we had our missions conference recently, and there's a significant amount of funding that goes towards that. So, and when you look at those numbers on that pie chart, the church personnel and the facilities, 28.5% seems like a lot, but it does include the mortgage, and Nate Hinkle's going to talk a little bit about that next week. But remember, our beautiful building here, we get to worship here, we get to gather here, it houses our church personnel on site. And majority of that programming and education and all those ministries, they happen here. So you kind of have to have that, as well as the personnel, because that includes our pastors, our staff over at the office, and all those people who are coordinating these things. A lot of them, this is their full-time job. So that's where that money can go. So when you look at the chart again, as you go forward there, remember those large portions of the pie feed that 16%. We would love for that 16% to grow and become larger, and that's why we did Faith to Sight. And we'd like for the whole pie to get larger. So you may look at that and go, well, that's all good, but how do we compare to other churches? So I did a little research. This is from a survey that was done by Christianity Today in 2009. It's referred to a lot for budget purposes of churches. And they did their own simple little chart, which I was able to take and break down and make it a little little simpler for us. And if you look at the numbers, 31% for facilities, so we're under that. We're a little over on church personnel, and there's 18% for those programs and education, and we were 16%. So when you go back to ours, we're pretty average. We're not much of an outlier. We're pretty close to other churches. But again, our goal is not to be average. We would love to see, again, our programming education take a larger role, and especially things like our facilities take a smaller role, and we're working towards that as we move forward. What I would like to say today is on behalf of being treasurer, just an honest and heartfelt thank you to everyone who contributes on behalf of the elders, on behalf of the session, and the deacons. We are very, very grateful for every dime that is given, to the large sums, to the small sums, everything you give that makes this church operate and function, we are eternally grateful to you. And I put this verse up here because I think most people know the saying, God loves a cheerful giver, but just want to point out the beginning of that verse that says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. So if you are not currently or not yet giving to this church, we would just love it if you would join us in receiving that blessing and help us to sow bountifully and to reap bountifully. So thank you very much. The next slide gives my own little email account there, which I'm going to learn how to check. And if you have any questions, please send them to that email or come find me in the halls. I'd love to share with you any information you'd like. Again, we like to be transparent. And we are in the process of trying to get more information on the blog about finances. A lot of those ministries that we support are already on there. We're going to try to probably put a link to this PowerPoint and maybe Nate Hinkle's next week. So it's a process of getting all that information up on the blog, so be patient with us. Again, come find me if you need any more information.